As I did walk through Scotland's hills, I spied another Scotsman. And as I drew near, so he could hear, I to him thus did say, "Hey, are those your sheep over there?" Said he to me,
"I can't tell thee to whom those sheep belong, but let's wait here and have some cheer and practice our manlyhood."
And then the man to the sheep began to creep up from behind. Upon one he jumped, to the ground it did bump, and he sang as its feet he did bind.
"Sheep, sheep, we love sheep, they're one of nature's plenties. Ah, the feet and the meat of sheep, to practice our manlyhood."
The sheep it did bleat, I heard him thus speak,
"Och, this one's got lots of vigor, so let's drop trow and find out now just what these sheep's got inside. A sheep are nice on winter nights, their wool it keeps you real warm. And when summer comes round, you spin it to yarn, and you weave it into your shirt."
"Sheep, sheep, we love sheep, they're one of nature's plenties. Ah, the feet and the meat of sheep, to practice our manlyhood."
When he had finished with the first, he grabbed himself another, and he spoke not a word till he'd known the whole herd. Then he bursted loud into song.
"Sheep, sheep, I love sheep, I love when they're strutting their mutton. Ah, the bleat and the meat of sheep, to practice our manlyhood."
When he'd finished the feat, he sat neath a tree and he closed his eyes for a rest. I started to leave when I heard him say,
"These sheep I just had were the best. No maiden fair could thus compare, their constitutions are weak. But give me a sheep, I'll hammer it deep, and sheep I will not have to wed."
"Sheep, sheep, we love sheep, they're one of nature's plenties. Ah, the feet and the meat of sheep, to practice our manlyhood."